Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This unit is in 5 parts. This is Unit 7, Networks and Networking, Part 5. This is the last segment for Unit 7. The objectives of this unit include gaining the ability to understand the history of networks and their evolution, list and describe the various types of network communications, list and describe the various forms of network addressing, including DNS. List and define the different types of networks. Describe different network topologies. List and describe different network standards and protocols. Describe wireless communication. List and describe network hardware. And explain logical networking model concepts. In Part 5, our focus is on the last objective, which is to explain and understand logical networking model concepts. Let us now turn our attention to networking logical models. When hardware and software are created, the engineers need to understand how the devices and software are going to be programmed. To facilitate the creation of hardware and software, this process maps to a logical model that relies on operating system functionality. As you know, when an operating system loads, many operating system programs load into memory and run until the computer shuts down. These operating system programs are applications that load when the operating system boots and are known as services. Again, services are applications or programs that are always running in the background of the operating system. A logical model is comprised of a series of logical layers that define specific functionality for a device or for a piece of software. The Open Systems Interconnections, or OSI model, defines how network hardware and software operate. The OSI model is comprised of 7 logical layers, as depicted on the slide. The top layer, layer 7, is the application, followed by the presentation, session, transport, network, data link, and physical layers. Note that they are numbered 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, respectively. The physical layer is always layer 1, and the application layer is always layer 7. Each layer's communication is standardized so that adjacent layers know how to communicate with each other. In other words, layer 7 has the ability to communicate with layer 6. In addition, layer 6 has the ability to communicate with layer 5. Layer 5 has the ability to communicate with layer 4, and so on, all the way down to layer 1. We could start at the bottom and say that layer 1, the physical layer, has the ability to communicate with layer 2. Layer 2 has the ability to communicate with layer 3, etc. We could say that the network layer has the ability to send traffic down to layer 2, the data link layer, and it has the ability to send traffic up to the transport layer, layer 4. The network layer also has the ability to receive communication from layer 2, and it has the ability to receive communication from layer 4. However, layer 3 does not have the ability to receive traffic from or send traffic to any other layer except its adjacent layers. Therefore, device and software communication is standardized by operating system services. Remember that a service is simply a program that starts when the operating system loads. When a computer boots, that process loads a number of operating system services. Depending on device and/or software, one service calls on the functionality of another service to facilitate network functionality and communication. When something is logical, this means that you cannot find it to point at it and say, "There it is." It is simply there. You just cannot see or touch its substance, as with gravity, for instance. It is easy to understand how hardware and software use operating system services when we compare it to sending an email using an email client application, such as Lotus Notes or Microsoft Outlook. A user installs the client application on a computer. To send an email, the user clicks to create and then clicks to send the email. We all perform these normal activities every day. The email client, for example, Microsoft Outlook, needs operating system services to take the email from what is seen on the screen to an electronic equivalent that can be sent out via the computer's NIC. Many operating system services work together to accomplish this task. The email client must first call one of the services to instigate the process. Which services are called is irrelevant to our discussion. In this example, calling a service is when Microsoft Outlook uses its programming to send the email. Services operate within specific OSI logical layers. One service can operate in many layers, depending on what it is doing at any moment in time. Services call on each other as the email works its way towards the NIC, or network interface card, via the motherboard circuitry. The NIC calls on services to encode the email for transport out of its port or over the air through an antenna. Then, when the next device, such as a switch or router, or even an email server, receives the email electronically, the receiving device uses its hardware and services to process the email. Next, we will examine each of the layers of the OSI model in a little more detail. We will begin with OSI Model Layer 7, known as the application layer. Software installed in a device calls an OS or operating system services to begin the network communication process by converting the software's communication into a format that can be readied for transmission. For example, you click to send an email to start this process. Note that the communication is data at this level. Your web browser or any network-enabled program goes through the same process every time you visit a web page. You can also relate this process to how a smartphone operates. No devices operate at Layer 7 because this is where software works on the behalf of hardware. Additionally, notice that we started our discussion here at the top of the OSI model, Layer 7, instead of Layer 1. The reason is that Layer 7 is closest to the user. Since we're using an email example, this is where we needed to start. However, if our example centered on your computer receiving an email, we would need to begin our discussion at Layer 1, which is where the NIC receives electronic signals. OSI Model Layer 6 is the presentation layer. No devices operate at Layer 6, because this is where software works on the behalf of hardware, just like Layer 7. At Layer 6, we take the converted message received from Layer 7 and further transform it for electronic transmission. Layer 6 also handles file compression and encryption when needed. If you email a compressed file, the compression type, for example zip, is handled here. Note that the communication is still called data at this level. At OSI Model Layer 5, the session layer, we have the management of asynchronous application-to-application communication. Therefore, when you send an email message, services at this layer record that an email program needs to receive this communication. Note that the communication is still called data at this level. The term asynchronous means that the sender and the receiver do not need to communicate at the same time. Email is a perfect example of asynchronous communication. In other words, I send you an email, you read it when you want to, and then respond in your own time frame, perhaps in a few days. No devices operate at Layer 5 because, again, this is where software works on behalf of hardware, just like our other two layers. Again, the communication is still called data at this level. OSI Model Layer 4 is the transport layer. As mentioned previously, no devices operate at Layer 4 because this is still where software works on the behalf of hardware. The TCP, or Transmission Control Protocol suite of protocols, operate at this layer, as does another type of protocol known as UDP, User Datagram Protocol. The transport layer manages asynchronous device-to-device communication. For example, when sending an email, services here indicate where a file and the actual communication begin. When receiving an email, the services also indicate where a file ends and when the communication process should be considered complete. It also ensures that pieces of the communication are put in the right order. whether sending or receiving communication. At the transport layer, the communication is a segment, encoded with information about the communication and instructions. Next is OSI Model Layer 3, known as the network layer. At this layer, we manage asynchronous network-to-network communication. Services split the segment into manageable sizes called packets, and then further encode each packet with information used by Layer 3 devices. A router is an example of a device that operates at Layer 3. Services prepare the packet for traffic by adding a header and footer to each packet. A header and footer are electronic pieces of information added to each packet. Information stored in the header includes the source and destination IP address. The footer contains the result of a mathematical calculation that helps devices determine damage to the packet. Services inform receiving devices about the packet source, its destination, protocol, and more. The Internet Protocol, or IP, operates at this layer. Routers use IP addressing to route packets to their final destination. In addition, at Layer 3, where routers operate, communication is accomplished with IP addressing. TCP, however, does not operate at this level, because as you saw, it becomes operable in Layer 4, the transport layer. Finally, at the network layer of the OSI model, the communication is a packet. OSI model layer 2, the data link layer, determines applicable networking protocols for this packet. At the same time, layer 2 services ready the packet for transport using whatever technology the NIC supports. Examples include Ethernet, wireless, fiber optic, or a combination of these technologies. The computer's NIC may also use copper cable and expects a communication encoded according to the Ethernet standard, which you will recall is the 802.3 standard. Switches and NICs are examples of devices that operate at Layer 2. Therefore, MAC addressing applies, and we are using MAC addresses for communications between Layer 2 devices. Note that the communication is a frame at this level. The frame includes all of the communication received from Layer 7 down to Layer 3 and is encapsulated by a header and footer. At OSI model Layer 1, known as the physical layer, the NIC takes the computer's digital electronic signal and transforms it into a signal that's on the NIC's media. Therefore, an email translates into electronic impulses and moves from the NIC to the wires at the end of the RJ45 connector, which you might recall is at the end of a network cable. The electronic impulses are bits or binary digits. The bits transmit across the entire cable length to the next device, which is usually a switch or router. Hubs, NICs, cables, and antennas are examples of devices that operate at Layer 1. NICs operate in both Layers 1 and Layer 2 of the OSI layer, but primarily at Layer 2. Finally, note that the communication at Layer 1 is a bit. At this point, you may be somewhat overwhelmed by the OSI model, its layers, and the functionality that occurs at each layer. Fortunately, acronyms exist to help you memorize the layer order of the OSI model. Let us review. Layer 7 is the application layer. Layer 6 is the presentation layer. Layer 5 is the session layer. Layer 4 is the transport layer. Layer 3 is the network layer. Layer 2 is the data link layer. And finally, Layer 1 is the physical layer of the OSI model. Here is a mnemonic to help you remember the 7 layers from top to bottom. All people standing totally naked don't perspire. Take a moment to look at the sentence. Notice that the A in all relates to the A in the application layer of the OSI model. The P relates to the P in presentation. The S in standing relates to the S in sessions. This pattern continues down to Layer 1, the physical layer. Say it aloud. All people standing totally naked don't perspire. Next, speak the layers of the OSI model aloud, starting with Layer 7, Application, Presentation, Sessions, Transport, Network, Data Link, Physical. You should also memorize the order of the OSI model from bottom to top. A simple mnemonic to use to remember the layers in order from bottom to top is, please do not teach students phony acronyms. There are others, but these two examples should suffice and make it easy to remember the order of the OSI model in either direction. Take some time for review so that you remember each of the layers of the OSI model, and perhaps construct a one-sentence explanation about the functionality of each layer. A deeper understanding of the OSI model is beyond the scope of this discussion. If you plan to work with routers, switches, or servers, you will most likely need to know more about the OSI model and its services. But at this level of your education, you can be satisfied with a basic explanation of each layer of the OSI model. When we reviewed each layer of the OSI model, we noted that certain devices operated at specific layers. To review, at Layer 3, we have routers and switches that function as routers. Such a switch is a Layer 3 switch. At Layer 2, we have switches and most NIC functionality. At Layer 1, we have hubs, which are obsolete devices, some NIC functionality, network cabling, and then wireless antenna. You may be wondering why you needed to learn about the OSI model. As a future programmer and database expert, you will need to understand how things happen electronically. In fact, concepts related to the OSI model are found throughout networking and programming. In fact, many medical software devices send network traffic adhering to a standard known as HL7, or Health Level 7, named after OSI model Layer 7. An example is an EKG image being transmitted from a machine to the patient's electronic health record, or EHR, encoded in accordance with HL7 rules. In this transaction, the receiving EHR database is informed of the type of image received, patient record number, equipment identification, supervising clinician, and so on. The information is encoded in this communication in accordance with the rules we discussed in the OSI model. In addition, electronic health record database software contains HL7 encoding rules and is able to understand and act on the communication received from the EKG machine. Therefore, the EHR program uses operating system or OS services just like any other network-enabled software.